playground.
Hooray!
You are now entering the Who's House podcast. Shout out to Hardeen, Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
Joke's up ice cream, and Wicked will release Houdini this month.
All right, man. This is a special edition of Who's House. I don't know. I kidnapped Wenzy into this right here, but you actually, I played the music video for you last week for the Big Ben Fall in Reverse. That's one of Voices in My Head. What do you think? Can you explain what your experience is? You being an urban guy, you just listen to backpack bullshit all day. I'm not gonna diss the artist you listen to because I like him too, but I think it's bullshit.
Who's it? Say the name.
Larry June.
I never heard. Keep going.
Who else? Currency. You ever heard of Currency?
Yeah.
All right, keep going. All right.
Shit, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. Nah, but voices in my head, right? That's a man. First, I heard the song. The song got my attention for sure. You know,
Can you say that you're black too?
Let's get for the listeners, if you guys didn't know the last episodes, I'm black.
Okay, make it clear. Okay, go ahead.
I heard the song and I'm like, yo, this song, it just has a lot of energy. I could, you know, the visual has to match. I asked him, I'm like, yo, is the visual like as crazy as the song? He's like, yo.
I was like, wait a
minute. If I show you the video, you're not even gonna give a fuck about the song because the video is fucking insane. And yeah, the video just blew me out. I was like, what the fuck?
It's a lost art, dude. Yeah, because music videos now, man.
And I love that you said that because, you know, growing up, you know, I watched like Busta Rhymes music videos, and he spent a lot of money on his music videos, getting like a label to push it and whatnot. And I would be excited to see Missy Elliott videos and things like that. So you bringing that back, I think that's really important.
It is important.
I mean, back then the rock videos was kind of plain. It was just like they were performance videos.
It was
shit.
Almost like a. It was like that was the thing though to be like stripped down for the rock. You know, there was some crazy stuff like Nine Inch Nails. Mm-hmm. Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Those
he was out of control.
Marilyn Manson was out of control. Yeah.
I didn't like it. Straight up. I know. That's surprising. I know probably,
horrifying.
But I did not like it.
Oh really?
No.
Oh wow.
I didn't like it.
That explain that genre though. Like, is it like some horrorcore type shit?
Basically.
Yeah. I think he was huge, man. I mean, he started the whole thing.
Was it like torture or
shock
like
rock? That's what it's called.
Oh, okay, shock rock.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can you shout out who you got here? I see you got another white guy that's hanging with.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I apologize. Luke Holland.
White guy Holland.
Yeah.
He's pretty popular in the drum world. He's one of the best drummers right now on the planet.
He better be the best if he's hanging with you to keep up with your shit.
Yeah. I don't have to ever think about anything when he's behind the drum set, so
that's
so
crazy.
So both of you guys come together, like I mean, sonically, everything, spiritually, like he knows everything you think about.
Yeah,
pretty much.
He's always smiling when I go drink my water after a song.
Just have a good time.
It helps a lot.
Yeah. It's funny because at rehearsals we'll be like, we'll have the song how it's supposed to be, and then I'll just like fuck around and do a solo, and he'll just turn around and be like, do that live, and then from that live we just like expand on it, keep doing crazier shit. So
oh my god,
how long have y'all been working together?
Two years?
Like in the band 2 years, but I recorded a song for you in like 2018, I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh shit. So you guys have some chemistry already.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that, I mean, keeping up with his technique, man, how's that? Who are you?
Oh, like, he's beyond that.
Who is this guy?
Oh, dude, you'll see.
I mean,
you're gonna go look and you'll see.
I mean, I've hung out with Tommy Lee, I hung out with a whole bunch of like
drummers. Those guys are all legends, man. They all paved the road and stuff, but it's cool. I feel like I was on like the first cusp of like YouTube, 2009. I was posting videos when I was like 16, and that kind of like blew up, gave me a career or whatever. But I feel like right around then, people are really, really pushing drumming in general.
Yeah.
It's getting super technical with it. I was like throwing my sticks behind my back and under my leg while I was playing like crazy metal shit. So
get the fuck out of here.
But yeah, you know, Jay-Z would hire him. Like he's like the top guy.
Yeah, I played with a lot of different artists.
Plays a pop star kind of vibe. Like,
yeah.
You got to be the best.
You probably indirectly heard shit with me and Travis Barker. You didn't even know I was there.
Probably.
See, I'm like the guy and the ghost guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm the guy in the back, man.
It's good, though.
Is there anybody that I'm missing? I mean, you know, in my world, there's not many, but can you put out some drummers that need respect right now?
Fuck, there's so many, man.
Give me like two or three.
I feel like, okay, my boy Devin Taylor, he plays drums for Bieber. Everybody calls him Sticks.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
He's stupid good. I think I met him indirectly, too. Yeah, he's great. They're called We The Band. Shout out We The Band. Rico plays for Kendrick. Super mm-hmm. great drummer.
Wow, this guy is just killing us with these fucking people. He fucking
yeah, it's fun, man. I like, you know, jam with them and kind of combine styles. Like, I come from the metal world, but also, like, you know, I played with, like, I have a song for, like, Ghostface, you what? Know, from Wu-Tang, and played with Playboi Carti. I just played with
told
Miguel.
Told you, that's why I brought him.
This is fucking
told you. I insane. Knew it, man.
This is fucking insane.
Intuitive.
Yeah, it's fun.
Who but, like, are you?
Who are you?
He told you, man. Nah, yeah, but you better know his name now.
White Boy Holland.
White Boy Holland. Hey, you might have a new tag after today. You might have to change your IG name.
Oh, shit. This is fucking intense, man. Like, your choosing process, like, I mean, what was the catalyst, like, to choose him? Like,
I just need someone that was good, that I could trust that was good. Because live, as a rock band, the drummer, you rely on him a lot. He messes up. Everybody messes
especially
up.
Especially a two-hour set. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's my God.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, you have to rely on him, and you have to be perfect, right?
Yeah,
you have to be perfect. Literally, drummers have to be perfect.
A lot of people don't understand, like, especially in metal or any kind of rock, if you miss one note, like, everything's
notices.
Derailed. It's derailed. Damn. So it's like, you cannot mess up. And that's all four limbs.
He messes up, though, but,
yeah.
like it's not noticeable.
It's very, very subtle. And it'll be, like, once a show, and it's usually the same exact part.
And then he'll blame it on something
else.
So
how do you guys troubleshoot that? How do you work through that? What does he just keep going?
He has, like, a Ronnie. Ronnie's like, motherfucker.
Ronnie's like, I'm actually firing noticed. Him after this interview.
Nobody's ever noticed, though. We just notice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we have,
it's
like
one of those things, you know, it's one of those things. So.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. I'm glad that you're, like, a very important part of this thing that's going to pop off on the 31st, man.
Oh, man.
Is he involved with that, the way what you just played?
Yeah, he's in the video, everything.
Holy shit.
He has to play it.
I went so hard recording the video, I couldn't move my right arm for like 3 days.
Damn.
Oh, serious. Get out of here. Oh, yeah. My God. I can imagine how many takes.
A lot of takes,
huh?
Yeah.
Damn, so they watched your arm burn for like fucking like 3 hours.
Watch Luke's Arm Burn is the actual name of the song.
That's crazy. So do you ever feel like, as an artist, like, just listening to the sneak peek of your last song, you know, you started out rapping, and then the song transitions. Do you ever consider yourself like an artist, like a not just like a rock star, but just an artist that makes all kinds of music? Because you were spinning bars. You know what I mean? Like, you was just dropping some bars early on. That shit caught my attention.
I grew up listening to Dr. Dre, The Chronic. I know, look at me. I know, it's crazy.
But for real,
they hide the tape from my dad and stuff.
Oh, wow.
You know, it was back then, you know. So, and then... Eminem came out, and I was like, who the fuck is this? I was like, dude, this is crazy for me, you know?
Yeah.
So I grew up on hip-hop and, you know, rock, and, you know, I've been trying for years to try to make it, new, you mm-hmm. know? Because mm-hmm. you have rap rock, like Papa Roach, you have Linkin Park.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like this same thing. They're not the same. I'm saying it was like this vibe was the same back then.
Yeah.
I was trying to reinvent that idea.
Where the hell were you at? What city is this? Like, where the fuck were you at?
What do you
what
mean?
What city? Where are you at?
Oh, it's crazy. Las Vegas.
You were
Las Vegas.
Yeah, I drank the water. The water's got rocket fuel in it, for sure.
Not the water out there. What was that festival?
From the faucet.
The festival that was fucked up and everybody was
fire
just
festival.
Fire
no,
fest.
No, not fire fest. Oh, not the Ja Rule bullshit.
Damn, there was another one that was fucked up.
They tried to bring people were drinking like piss water.
Hell?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Vans Warped Tour.
I don't know this tour, man.
No, what was the big tour? The big festival that was at back in the days.
Woodstock.
Woodstock. So they tried to bring it back. And then
I remember that
it's on Netflix.
You saw that? We watched that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That was in like Limp Bizkit and all that.
Oh, I gotta watch
Limp Bizkit. Created a riot.
Yeah, really.
They told him to chill, but he still was like, I don't give a fuck. And still, I mean, this
that's hard body though.
Is that hard to get that decision? Like, you're in that moment and there's like 50,000 people in front of you, and they're really here for you, and they're telling you, "Yo, you can't."
Yeah. I went to jail because of that. I threw a mic stands into the crowd, and I was so hyped up, and it hurt somebody. And the cops came and they cleared the whole place, and then they brought like canine dogs, and then
what?
Like, you're under arrest. I was like,
fuck.
This is going to be sick later.
you did 2 years from that?
That was another thing.
Oh, I was like,
yeah.
I'm glad that you're not a snitch guy, man. This guy, yo, you're like one of the realest guys out here, man.
I went to prison for that. Or I went to jail for the mic stand thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they let me out on the same day. I was sitting in the holding, and my merch guy walked in. They're like, how much is the bail? They're like, he's going to have to be here overnight. It's mm-hmm. $30,000. And he pulls $30,000 out.
Oh, wow.
He hands it to him. And they were like, okay. And they let me out. So.
Oh, shit. Damn. He's still working on your team? Merch guy?
No, he's not.
I was going to say, he did a great job selling merch.
Yeah.
He was selling.
Real estate agent now or something. But
because that man was walking around with 30K. Like, that's crazy. That's what's up, though.
It was some of the merch money.
Oh, yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
Y'all did a great job. Go to a bank. They only took cash kind of thing. Mm. So.
Wow, yeah. That's crazy. It wasn't like combination of like a parole was violated too, so it was like a whole bunch of bullshit. Like,
that's completely separate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the prison thing was.
How was that? How was that experience?
So
man?
It was fun.
Fuck was good. What?
It was fun. What do you mean?
Yeah, this guy's like a rap artist.
I'm just kidding.
This guy's a rap artist. Yo.
It was not
Who
fun.
Is this guy?
It was not fun. No.
Yeah. How was that experience? Especially coming back. You know, I know you were part of Escape the Faith, and they got a new singer because mm-hmm. That's during that time period, mm-hmm. right? Because you went in. So now getting revenge to come back out, like, how does give me, like, the whole lowdown of being in there and your plans and then revenge, the two middle fingers.
I love it. He knows me so well. It's crazy. Yeah, Escape the Fate. I started this band, and, you know, I got in a big fight and with some people, and a gun was pulled, and then they shot the gun, and then my friend shot them, and they died, mm-hmm. you know, so... It's unfortunate, but for some reason, I only went to prison.
Wow.
Because, I just only one that went to prison. So, so then I got out. I was really angry at my band at the time because they kind of betrayed me, turned their back on mm-hmm. me. So I just wrote a album like this in there, straight up, not kidding, like...
No way.
Yeah. My first album called The Drug of Me Is You. That's how that was written. It was in prison.
Wow.
And then we translated it to rock when I got out mm-hmm. or whatever, you know.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Two and a half years. Max, people think it's jail, but it's, no, it's max security prison.
Like, you know? Other, like, killers and shit was in there?
Max, double fence. And there's a middle electric fence in the middle. See, when birds would land, they would get electrocuted.
Nah, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, they had to turn it off because there's too many birds getting electrocuted. Seriously. For real.
Usually when you get locked up in those, there's always like a famous guy. Was there any famous?
OJ.
Like, OJ was in
OJ.
There?
I saw OJ.
You saw him?
I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Yeah. Were you guys friends with him?
Yeah.
No.
His head is huge, bro. Bro, I'm serious. I swear to God, bro, I'm not trying to talk shit, bro. His head's like the size of a football helmet, bro. I'm not kidding.
I ain't gonna pray.
Bro,
it's
huge. Have you seen him in person?
No, his hat size is 9 1/8, and that's like unheard of. Like,
that is.
I'm not trying. It was just very crazy because we were in the. I was in the fish tank. It's called the fish tank. They call people fish when they first come in.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him walk up the stairs.
What's up? Yo, I got you later, boy.
Like, yeah, he went to prison and
look at him. Look at his head.
Dude, that doesn't do the... that doesn't do the justice. No, bro. You don't understand.
I remember his hand... I remember when he gave me a handshake, his hand felt like Shaq. I don't know if you ever got a handshake from Shaq.
No,
but his hand looked like two hands. Yeah, I was like, damn, he did it. I knew the glove ain't fitting that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no glove fit no big-ass
that
hat.
That is crazy.
They got to have a fucking hat, because the hat wouldn't fit him either.
I'm serious. His head's the size of a helmet, like a football helmet. Like,
man.
What would Christian say? Sniper's wet dream.
Sniper's wet dream.
Sniper's wet dream.
Yo, imagine if the fucking killer had a hat. He would have got acquitted over that too. What
hat?
I have a big head, bro. His head. I'm talking. I'm serious, dude.
Please tell me you saw him and you were like during the mess hall. Did you do it? Did you ask?
No, we weren't in prison together. He was in the fish tank with me. Okay. I only saw him one time.
Also, it was separate. There's like sections and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he got. He was on. I think. A PC yard because of his who he is.
Oh, celebrities. Then. Okay, that's where they put him and shit.
Yeah, He had to go. It's called Love. He went to Lovelock.
Isn't that random that, you know, like, Ronnie would be, like, somehow interacting with OJ? Like, you know, they see you, like, in these music videos going ham, and then this guy was, like, locked up with OJ. So
makes the videos even better. When I see him fucking people up in a video, I'm like, oh, this makes sense.
What's even more crazy is, was there any other influences? Like, obviously, you were writing, and you wanted to, like, you know, you were mapping shit out. Was there any other influences being in jail? Like, what did jail teach you?
Oh, man. Jail, you know... Everybody in there scared. All
so
these people
bullshit.
Acting like everybody's like hard. No, no, yeah. they're all scared, bro.
Oh wow.
The biggest dudes, the scariest. They're the most nervous. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just traumatizing, bro. Everybody gets traumatized there. It's like going to war in Iraq. I'm not comparing it,
but
the post-traumatic stress when you get out is similar because it's like a war zone, bro. Mm-hmm. You're always like for reals. I was in the middle of race riots where I had to lay down. You know, because the Serenios and the Blacks were going at it.
Oh, wow.
And the Whites had to lay down, you know, while they went at it. And they're like shooting the birdshot shotgun, you know, out the thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's traumatizing. It's like a terrible experience, you know. Yeah.
You ever had moments where you were like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to get the fuck out of here? Or
yeah. Yeah. It just feels like it drags on and on and on.
Who visited you, or they don't allow visitors?
I had one person visit me. I'm no longer his friend because he was like stealing money from me and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I won't even name his name. That's fucked up. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
I didn't want anybody visiting me. I felt very ashamed.
Mm.
You know, my dad wanted to come. I felt very ashamed.
You didn't want them to see you in there like that.
Yeah.
Considering like the success you had with the other group. But you know, in this day and age, it's like 2 years is like nothing. Rappers are going in for like 5 years and they come out and I feel like they wait for them to come out and then they went through it.
It's better.
And you sell more records. People respect that, you know, everybody stuck together. Why they didn't just wait 2 years? Like,
You know, there's a lot of things. They were young. We were young.
I guess that concept wasn't like
drugs were involved with all of us.
Oh, wait, I forgot about that.
Addicted and shit. You know, so.
So they weren't trying to wait. They were just like, fuck it.
The funny thing is now they're a one of four.
Damn.
On my tour that we're about to do in arenas, they're opening.
Oh,
we're friends. We're friends.
That's what's up, though.
We're friends. I love them. They're brothers for reals. But bro, they're a one of four. Yeah, I went to high school with them and everything. So
what did they tell you? Like, how did
it hurts? Right? Yeah. You know, Robert. You know, he it hurts.
It's funny. Robert texted me yesterday asking me for drum advice.
That's the drummer. That's the drummer that escaped the fate.
Sorry, I didn't text you back, Robert.
See ya.
My bad, dude.
Nah, I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad that you're the big. No, diss track. Nah, they actually squashed. You squashed all the bullshit, right? It's good to be the best.
I did do a diss track.
You did?
When I got out of prison.
Oh, you did?
It's called Tragic Magic. It's an emo diss track.
What?
Wow.
It's in the form of an emo song called Tragic Magic. Literally dissed them.
Like word for word, holding back.
Yeah, because you know I grew up on Eminem and everybody, so I took that and I
no
put it in emo.
No subliminals. Like everybody knew.
No, it was straight up.
Straight up.
You copy my haircut.
Oh,
fuck. You know, bunch of shit. So.
Shout out to Hardeen Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
Jokes Up Ice Cream Dispensary is the number one cannabis dispensary in Studio City and Los Angeles. Offering the highest quality and the best prices on ice cream cannabis. Jokes Up Ice Cream and Wicked will release Houdini this month.
And the fact that your new group now surpassing all the
I can't believe it.
Like you're out of here. The last 3-4 songs, I think you got more streams than the whole genre in itself.
Yeah, it's going crazy. We've been number
one. Every rock band is out of here. You left them like light years ahead. Like you're like, see ya.
It feels good, you know. I got to pay homage to all the greats, though.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So, but it does feel, it's crazy. It's a crazy feeling. Yeah. Yeah, there's some bands out there that are doing millions, but we're definitely up in the top for sure.
Dang.
It's very noticeable. Yeah.
That's
crazy. It's a noticeable change.
Yeah, it's crazy seeing some of the bands, too, in the last few years that were those millions and millions of streams people, and they're not even in the top 10 the whole last year. Or,
damn.
You can see, like, just the trajectory is very promising.
Yeah.
So do you feel like this is your prime right now?
I thought before was my prime, yeah, and it just kept going up because I've always done well, you know, and it's crazy. Sky's the limit, I guess.
Sky's the limit, yeah, because you just keep going up.
It's
you know?
Crazy, yeah.
I mean, I did research on Octane, man. You're, like, fucking it up over there.
Jesus, yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you might as well just own the channel. Like,
I do.
Yeah,
I'm serious. I'm just kidding. No, I'm joking.
Oh, shit, this guy on the channel.
No, I'm joking.
This guy is killing.
So, so somebody like you that's at the top, how do you sustain that?
Now it's better because before I wasn't as humble, and you know, you lose sight when you're not as humble, and that's why I don't like when, you know, some people's mentalities, they're putting on a front, you know. Mm-hmm. You can be humble and successful at the same time. You don't got to like flash your money all the time or your cars and stuff like that. And I had moments like that. So now is a better time than 5 or 6 years ago or even before that, you know.
That's fine.
You know, so
I mean, this guy looks like he's a cool guy. Is drugs normal now? I don't know. Like, does he have to be drugged out in the beginning? I don't know. Like,
huh? Actually,
you don't look like a crackhead. You don't look like you don't do any drugs or nothing. You don't,
I'm definitely a crackhead. I'm on crack right now. Actually, Ronnie gave me crack on the way in here. Just kidding. No, I'm actually completely sober.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, never been a drug guy.
Wow. I was a drug guy.
A drug guy.
I'm completely sober.
He's a sober boy.
Oh, shit. Yeah, congrats.
Were there drugs in prison, too? Or
there were drugs. It was really hard to get. You had to be involved. You know what I mean? You could get it, but it was, you know, it wasn't going knocking on people's doors and, can I get some drugs? You know, that ain't happening. You know.
Well, obviously not.
And then you saying being sober, shout out to you, man. How long has it been?
I've been haven't drank in how long?
What?
Yeah, about 5 years.
Shout out to you, man.
Soraya's in here.
Hey, shout out to you, man. Congrats on that.
The alcohol was never a problem, though. It wasn't the alcohol. It was like, you know, the opiates, you know, all the other crazy stuff.
Is it safe to say drugs kind of like created your sound, too? Or some people use, like, I mean, I'm assuming weed and everything kind of enhanced, like, a lot of the music we listen to. Like, is drug, like, part of it? Like, is that a stigma? Like, you know, for people like us, that's stupid. Oh, we, y'all just want to do drugs. Y'all want to do drugs.
No, because we're bigger than we've ever been now, and they've been sober completely. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, drugs.
It feels good though. We go on tour for like 7 weeks and we don't drink or anything.
I mean, you gotta worry about so much other shit. Yeah, you ain't gotta worry about like, oh man.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you guys could speak, and especially you could speak to how much you feel, how better you feel now that you're doing it sober at this height, and you're enjoying it sober versus, you know, 5 6
I feel everything more, and it kind of sucks.
What I mean? That's
when you're sober
shit.
Completely, you know, you're like, you just feel everything. You got like, sore. You're like, am I having a heart attack? Like, everything. Yeah. When you used to drink, you just forget about all that.
You're
all
diluting
that little
them.
Yeah,
how does how does it feel to hear or perform differently, like, drugged up and sober? Like,
Yeah.
That's a good
question.
There's
some story. I can't say that on the air. Not in this day and age, dude.
Yeah,
I did some really crazy stuff.
Yeah,
when you were under the influence.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Playing my dick like a banjo, like fucking at the House of
Red
Blues.
Red Hot Chili Pepper shit.
At the House of Blues.
Like, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Pulling like dun 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 dun. You know. So stupid.
Yo.
Bro.
Yeah, why is
the crowd probably was
in
like
front of, in front of people too. It's ridiculous.
They got two shows.
So stupid. So dumb.
Is nudity like a form of freedom in your genre? I never saw Dr. Dre pull his dick out on stage. I don't know. I hate with Steve-O. Like Steve-O's like when I'm like when he was fucked up and now he's sober. So I got both Steve-O's, you know. So when he's a roll with us, he always had his dick out. And I just was like, you know, maybe that's a white boy shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why is his dick out all the time, man? Like G Unit, like 50 be like, yo, why is his dick out? I'm like, the white boy. Like.
Yeah. didn't 50 prank him or something like
that? Yeah, we pushed him down like
the stairs.
We
I saw that.
Yeah, he almost like, I think he almost died too.
Yeah, he did say times. Like he lost like four of his top,
like three
teeth.
Of his side teeth came out, but we never really like 50 was like, I don't want no lawsuit, so don't put that. But getting that kind of experience made me realize that y'all motherfuckers is crazy, man. Like, but we accepted it. Like, you know.
I took the tour bus once because the Steelers are my favorite team, and. Mm. The satellite, when you drive the bus between buildings, it cuts the reception off for the watching football and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And my bus driver knew that. And he did it on purpose. Yeah, I told him, and I woke up, and I'm like, this motherfucker. It's like, how do you start this bus? And they taught me, and, you know, you're not supposed to do that. Like, you're supposed to have a license for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, statute of limitations is up, I think. Oh, shit. It is up. It is up. It's up.
It's up and it's stuck.
There's videos, you know. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing, man. That new record, man, I see there's a Drake line in there. I'm going to be with Drake tomorrow. I'm going to see if I can get him to, like, do a rock turn up, like.
Fucking love Drake, bro. For reals.
How does your genre look at Drake? I mean, does it look at him like
you love him too?
Yeah, I loved him since like Take Care, you know, era. That's when I first found him. But like a lot of the dudes, especially like I play from like hip hop to all the way to like super super technical metal. My boy, shout out Jason Richardson. And like on that stuff, it's crazy. Like, you know, like cross genre will always influence stuff. It's really, really interesting.
Everybody loves Drake in our genre.
Yeah.
Really? For reals? Yeah.
What about the last
it's
album?
It's all the haters of Drake or all the rapper, the rap side. I'm serious. 21? All the rockers love Drake.
Or the house one.
The house one.
House one?
Yeah.
See, I play with a group called Rufus Du Sol for like 4 months. They're like one of the biggest house groups.
I think I heard
it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're fucking so sick. But I like filled in for their drummer. So I got, you know, I was playing 40,000 people headliners every night.
Sick.
And it was my first experience with house music. So I went from like, what the fuck is house, to king of house music. So when I hear like Drake doing the crossover, I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
He's tapping into a massive market.
Yeah.
And okay, if I'm being honest, I feel like the production was kind of it's kind of mid, you know, like mid. I feel like he should have gone to some of the guys who like live and breathe house music for 20 years.
Exactly.
But it's still good though.
I like when Drake gets mad, dude. That's my favorite one. Drake, yeah, for
when
real.
He talks, talking his shit.
Yeah. When he starts getting into that mode, yeah.
What genre is like the really crazy, like in your genre? What's it called? Like
deathcore.
Deathcore. Yeah.
So deathcore fans like Drake. I mean, like deathcore artists.
Yeah, they're the ones that like him the most.
Deathcore.
Yes,
ones.
They're like hip hop. They're like hip hop heads. All those like you got to think of all the beats that they're playing.
Yeah,
it's very
yeah.
like. This kind of, you know, hip-hop origins.
You make it, I don't know, I feel like I could fuck with your shit. Like, I hear what you're saying. Sometimes when I was on a Warped Tour, some of them was like,
I want to die.
All I heard was,
I want to die.
All I heard was die. I didn't hear anything else. It was like,
every single band.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to bother you with this real quick. What's going on? Like, so I can understand.
We want to die, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. What do you mean?
Is it not that obvious?
I just want to, like, yo, because, you know, for me being, it was too much for me to take at once, man. I was looking at Waka Flocka like, yo, I know we do this all the time, but this is crazy. Like, why is he screaming like death? Like, everything was death.
He's good at enunciating the screams.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, a lot of people don't understand screaming, like, screaming harsh vocals takes a lot of control and a lot of practice. And he's got like going from hitting every note melodically singing to screaming. That shit's really hard. I'm not a vocalist.
That's why
but
the song that we are premiering, whatever.
That's intense. Like,
yeah, I want to put
intense.
It together because I'm feeling like this is not ego, but I don't feel like one person can do all that.
No. Mm.
That's why I did it.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Think of one person on the planet right now that can do all of that.
At once, like
just
one song.
You know, or you can hire a couple people.
Mm.
You know,
I mean, they just say that about Mariah Carey.
She's incredible.
Super high notes.
Yeah,
I mean, not now. She's kind of like a bum.
Whitney
but,
Houston
yeah,
too.
But, yeah. I mean, yeah, she's.
He
wack.
Said she's a bum.
Yeah,
nice. She's not. Yeah, right.
She's terrible.
Going crazy with the Christmas.
She's so shitty on the last tour. Stop it! Like enough is enough. But yeah,
Mariah.
I love her.
Mariah, you sound great. Who kid thinks otherwise?
Coming in hot.
I'm talking
with
for
the
people.
Yeah,
I'm talking about people.
I love Mariah Carey.
Yeah, anyway, whatever. But yeah, you know, the process of that, like, you sleep well before? Is it like?
That helps a lot.
Room temperature? Is it tea involved?
I don't warm up, and I don't have any of that. I just go on stage and do it, for sure. I'm, you know, I have a reputation of being good live too.
Yep.
You know, so
for
we don't.
Hour,
there's no.
Though.
I don't like. Where's the note? No, it's just we know the notes.
So,
yeah.
So for an hour, if you're having a, like, what would be a bad day? Like, you just
having COVID. I still do it though.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You know, can't breathe and shit.
Yeah.
I had COVID and I can't believe this, man. Before COVID was COVID, whatever. Mm. So I'm the hipster guy that had COVID before you guys.
You even know it at the time.
Yeah. You remember when it was like kind of making
before
its
they
interest?
Announced it? Yeah.
I had it. I know I did.
Yeah, me too. Same thing.
You know what I mean?
Was
you know
it like
that feeling?
February 2020?
January, February.
January,
yep.
February. Yeah.
We were on tour, and I was like, I would get on stage and I'd be like, I feel terrible. I can't breathe, dude. And I would play and then I'd go lay down and sleep for 12 hours. Yeah. And then, damn. You know, so
and that's like 6 weeks, right? Mine was like four to six weeks.
5 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I gotta go to the hospital. Why the fuck am I so lazy? Like,
you guys lasted 4 to 6 weeks?
Oh, you're talking about, mine was 21 days, bro. First one?
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was like 21 days.
It wasn't announced yet. We were just like, fuck. I did it after I was hanging with Grom.
You had to go to the hospital?
I was going to go. I told myself I was sick one more week, I was going to go. And I called Gronk because, Gronkowski for the Patriots, like, he does those festivals and stuff. So we did Super Bowl. And I was like, yo, man, did you give me something, man? I called him. You know, white boys be crazy, man. I was like, yo, what the fuck going on? Yo? But it wasn't announced. And then right when I was supposed to do spring break in Cancun, COVID hit. And then all our tours was fucked up. I know you were pissed. Like,
I was actually kind of relieved.
You were happy that world stopped?
Yeah, because we went on Twitch, and then I became the second most subbed Twitch streamer. And I was the first musician to ever get to that point. And that was about 40,000 subs a month at $5. So I went from that to that. Then we wrote our biggest song, Popular Monster.
Mm.
And then it just all was very... It was a good thing, you know?
Yeah, 2020 worked for
Ronnie.
It's kind
of wild, yeah. It worked. Everybody else was kind of struggling in it, and I just kind of took advantage of the situation.
What was the other song you had that kicked off, too? Like,
there was a lot of them, but I know there was to the top degree, Popular Monster, Zombified, Voices in My Head, you know, a song called Drugs with the singer of Slipknot, he was on it.
Shout out to Octane. They gave me your whole list. You know what I'm saying? They were like, yo, you better talk about this shit.
I love Octane. They love you too. I know. And I'm starting to see that. And I just really appreciate them. And shout out to Octane. And it's pretty cool for them to give me this much love, for sure.
They respect the fact that, you know, you had your troubled journey to get to where you at. And then you're so humble. Like, there's dudes that come up there and it is like, you know, they think they're the shit.
I hate that. I hate that. But I see myself in there. I used to act like that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we all kind of used to do that, like a little bit, right?
And then life teaches you lessons.
Rockstar mentality, you think you got to act like that. Rappers, you think you got to act like that. When I first came onto the scene, I felt like I had to live a certain way, you know, stuff and be like, too cool for you, like, shut up, dude, blah, blah, you know, so.
When did you break your first guitar? Is that some dumbass question?
I broke my first guitar in my room and ran away, actually.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, I ran away for, like, forever, actually.
Wow, so that was the last thing you did before you ran away from home?
I broke I destroyed my whole room.
Oh, wow.
That's a very white guy thing to do.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm gonna
You're gonna clean this
up. I'm gonna kill my dad.
This is where Eminem comes in. Actually, he kind of like, and it's funny, Royce of 5'9 reposted all our content too, which was cool. Like,
I love Royce of 5'9.
That's
bro.
Crazy, man.
That's so amazing, man.
I love Bad Meets Evil. I'm talking like,
sick, bro.
Dead Wrong, like when Eminem did the seven different levels, the devil worshiping horses, all that, bro.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, bro.
Yep.
I know all of it. So,
man.
What's your favorite Eminem verse?
Probably the Blueprint with Jay-Z when he murdered Jay-Z
on Renegade.
Yeah, he murdered Jay-Z on
killed him on that.
Yo, everybody says that shit. Yo,
since I'm in the position, like that was my favorite for sure.
You know, Jay-Z had to be nervous going in. With
he
that
did.
Shit.
He went off on it though.
He had to be. Yeah, Jay-Z went off, but every time I play that song on the radio, people curse me out because it's a long song.
It is.
But
yeah.
I try to play like two
Eminem
verses.
Eminem killed it though.
Yeah, they were like, "The fuck, man! I want to hear that second Eminem part." I was like, "Yeah, relax, man. Like, go to fucking Spotify, asshole."
Speaking of Mariah Carey, did you guys ever hear that diss song that Eminem did to Mariah Carey? Unforgivable or something.
I had to play it.
Yeah. I love that song. Yes. That's one of my favorite Eminem songs.
First of all, I had to leak it because I work for him. That doesn't help, you know. And the fact is, he came on my show. Talking about peeing on her back or some shit. So, yeah, it was crazy. So
some white guy shit.
So you got Eminem and 50 Cent laughing at that. I'm gonna laugh. Like, I'm not gonna not laugh. You want me to be like, at that time, my best friend was Nick Cannon. You know what I'm saying?
How dare you?
Yeah, Nick Cannon calls me immediately. Yo, why are you laughing with them? I was like, yo, it's Eminem and 50 Cent. You want me to be like, Nick Cannon's my brother? No.
See you.
And it's funny.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it was funny, but I think he was like married to her at that or whatever. They had a, yeah. So
I understand that.
But it's like it's Eminem and 50 Cent. Like you gotta take that really serious, man. Like yeah. I mean, hey.
I like the Benzino diss too.
Oh my god,
this guy's shocking me right now.
Benzino diss was crazy.
Crazy, bro. Benzino, and then his whatever just happened in the rest of his life just didn't help him.
Yeah.
You know, like it just, no. It's like that diss just cooked him, man.
Yeah, you could tell he's angry. You could tell, right? Like currently, that fool's angry. You could tell. I'm not dissing, I'm just saying that stuff that he posts and stuff. He's mad.
Who doesn't miss a chance to diss Benzino?
Shout out to Corey LeRae. You know, Corey LeRae is his daughter.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
Her music is good. And the fact is, we used to kill him. But I still fuck with the daughter's music. I fuck with Corey LeRae more. So.
He murdered him on that. Like, he murdered. Like, yes. I listened to that probably a million, like, honestly, probably like 200 times Benzino. In my lifetime. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Hey, we just went down memory lane real quick with Eminem, man. You're going to have to play these songs.
I mean, coming up in your shit, you have beef with other bands too? Or
all
you,
of them.
All of them you have issues
yeah.
with?
Nobody likes me.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nobody. Like, I mean,
people like me, man. I shouldn't say that, but. I've noticed a lot of big bands that I look up to have now started following me and DMing me. I fucking love that.
I'm oh, like, wow.
Yeah, some bands that I
they caved
looked
in
up
that,
to.
No, I'm joking.
They're not the bands that hated me, but okay. There's a couple bands that I'm not going to name their names, but but I grew up listening to these bands, and they shit on me, dude.
What?
Yeah, man. Bums me out.
Do you
bums
think it's because they see how good you're doing that they kind
of
want
to yeah, I try to fight one of them, too.
Okay.
And then
we gotta do some research on that after this.
It's not on the internet. I try to fight him in the parking lot of Warped Tour because he was so disrespectful to me. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow. Bro, I used to look up to you. Why are you being so disrespectful to me?
Mm.
Damn, you know,
his whole band try to fight them all.
So yeah, that shit is true. Your idols become rivals. Huh?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes they don't. Though,
is it because they don't understand your new sound or they don't understand?
It's derived. Kind of from looking up to them. So like I learned a lot from them. I won't do that to bands coming up. You remember that.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. I'll never be their friend, even if they're nice to me now. You know, like I'll never forget it. So
is it scary to create like a new, like you're doing it and then you're like, oh shit, I think we just started some new shit. Is there a name for what you guys started or is it still in that bracket? I feel like
that song I showed you. Yeah, I don't think there's
what name is it? What do you call that?
I don't know. What isn't do you that, call that?
I don't know. Is there? I mean, come on. You got to be nervous when you're creating this kind of stuff. I mean, he's part of production.
Well, I put out some garbage stuff before, so
okay.
Yeah, and I'm the first to admit that. When I was first trying the hip hop trap metal, it's like trap metal almost.
Yeah, yeah.
It's trash. but I put it out, and half the world hated it, and half the world loved it. And I look back, I'm like, this is. Ass what the hell this is literally you know and over 10 years or whatever of keep trying it I figured out a way to do it a little better so you know
that's crazy
it's hard because people don't realize when you take hip-hop with 808s
yeah.
and you try to not a lot of producers can do this even big rap producers that I've worked with
mm-hmm.
they don't know how to make rock and rap sound cohesive because mm-hmm. rock has a different way of it's hard to explain like the 808s of the hip hop yeah. with rock yeah, there's just so much to it
once you introduce sure. live drums into a mix especially like going from 808s and like
you can't yeah you
two fucking full drums
it's hard to blend real drums with hip hop it's got to start at the beginning and if it doesn't you got to somehow trick the listener that the real drums are a part of the hip hop drums or it's going to sound disjointed it's not going to sound right. It's all about the transitions.
So before you don't understand what it is, what did you start with? Like, what was the genre?
Sounding like ass. Sounding ass. This is ass. What is this?
Trial and error.
What did you look into, like, as you being a drummer? Like, what was the influence? Like, was there, like, a 101 that you started, then you mutated into this?
I mean...
These are, like, the nerds out there. These are, like, the nerds out there that's, like, they want me to ask this shit.
When you're done... Look up his. He's insane, bro. I'm talking like the best.
He doesn't even look like. He looks like a little rich kid or something.
Bro,
he's a spoiled brat.
He's like, he's fucking crazy.
He came from Beverly Hills or something.
You know what's funny about that is that's why I think I'm so good at drums. Is it was my way to escape like
the
tiny little city I'm from called Peoria, Arizona. Had like single mom raising three kids, going to school, all that stuff. Like we didn't have money. So I like mowed lawns for like 9 months, get my first drum set, $350 when I was 10. And that was like my motivation. So I like busted my ass.
You fought. That's a lot of mowing.
A lot of mowing, dude.
And cheap white people too.
That's not. That's
I know they weren't paying. What they were giving you, like $10?
If I was lucky, yeah.
Yeah, cheap white people, man.
I feel like it was like five, seven bucks or something.
Damn, that's. I think that's just good for people to hear, though. You know, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, dude.
Like, it's not always going to be pretty in the beginning.
No, not at all.
And you got to have that courage to kind of stick with it.
True. I was raised by outlaw bikers.
Oh, shit.
That sold meth and stuff, so.
Like in the 14, 15, like when you were like 14, 15 or?
Younger.
Younger than that?
Yeah.
Holy.
Was this in Vegas?
Yeah, my dad, I shouldn't say this on. This is, he got in a. There's some stuff you can't say.
Like a white Tupac.
Can't say it.
Yeah, of course. No.
All right.
Now I can't say that.
Every time we can't say it, just say white Tupac. Then we'd be like, all right.
Oh, yeah, actually.
I love Tupac, by the way. He died in Vegas, and it's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'll never forget that moment, too.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
You know,
that's
where were you at when he got shot up? Like,
I was, my dad, this is even crazier. My dad was an outlaw biker, and then he turned to Jesus. So he started a Christian motorcycle association.
What?
That's like for Jesus, that's like outlaw bikers, but for Jesus. So he turned his whole life around.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I was at a motorcycle rally, Christian motorcycle thing, when that news was.
Damn.
Was that 97, I think? 1997.
And everybody there knew that Tupac got killed? Like. At a Christian motorcycle?
No, I was listening to Dre behind my dad's back.
Okay. You know. I was like, your dad was like talking about Tupac and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Ronnie's like, Tupac? Who's that?
Jesus Christ. See ya. We got to ride for Tupac. We're riding for that motherfucker right now. See ya.
Listen to Ambitions of a Rider. Ambitions of a Rider.
Yo, I like the fact that we don't know what to name this shit, and I'm in the mix.
I'll let
right
you
now.
Name it. Some people in the YouTube comments.
I can't be a professional. I can't bring
in the
that
YouTube
in.
Comments. People always say they're like, "What genre is this?" And then under his quote is Ronnie Radke Core or Falling in Reverse. They just say Falling in Reverse is the genre, I guess.
Wow,
is the band. We see that. I see that all the time in the comments.
I mean, that's a great way to get your fucking the genre is your band. Name.
I had to fight for that though, because people, you know, people made fun of me the whole time trying to do it. You know, I was like the underdog for so long, and now it's like cool to do that. Now I've noticed other bands are doing it. We have bands copying the shit out of us, bro.
Wow.
The
whole scene almost. Not everybody.
Can
but
I get a list like
no.
off air? White
no.
Tupac.
It's a white Tupac moment for sure.
I want to watch the world burn. Losers out there, man. Is there a story behind the record that's dropping? What's the influence behind this record?
This is so funny. This metal band, that he's like a rapper. Like, I don't know what he is. I'm not saying his name either.
I was about to say,
but,
I feel like we're thinking of the same person.
He's like Malibu's Most Wanted. It's like if you took the lead the lead guy from Malibu's Most Wanted and you put him in a metal band. For reals, I'm not kidding. He tweeted that he was a better rapper, and so I went and made this song because, you know, people never heard me do it like that, you know, and it's obviously inspired by Eminem and old school hip hop. You know, there's a little bit of Drake in there too, but you know, I like to do it all. You know?
I know we love it, man. Like you got two. Urban idiot fans. Well, I'm a unicorn. I'm like this weird guy that's everywhere.
You're a musician.
Yeah, I'm more like a nerdy. That's why I got to ask all them nerdy questions, man, because I know the nerds.
You're a musician.
Know.
I understand.
I love it, yeah.
That kind of, these kind of songs that are like outside the box, it interests you because you've been doing it for so long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I feel sorry for someone like in any genre. If you don't live it, like you told me you were fucked up mowing lawns and shit like that. Like kids are going to be like, yo, they're going to look up to that. Now you just created a few more, like, I don't know, drummers that's coming for your shit, but...
Yeah, man.
But it's good to put that out there, like, to hear, like, these, like, fucking crazy-ass stories.
It's important because, like, I feel... Okay, so me and you have talked about this, but I always wanted to go back to, like... So I'm 29, I'll be 30 this year. When I'm, like, 16, 15 years old, when I had that fire, that passion to just like crush everything. That shit was the reason for everything. And I feel like, yeah, if people hear that I started off, I get that a lot. Like, what you were joking, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But like,
you're like from fucking
like,
Beverly Hills. Or yeah. Little spoiled rich kid.
I do get that a lot. And it's like, I don't know, it makes me feel a certain way, but I think it is important to let people know that, like, if you feel a fire for like anything, to just go after that. Like, don't. Some people will always try to stifle that feeling, be like, nah, there's no way I could do that. It's like, fuck that, just do it.
Yeah, so when I put him in the band, or asked him to play for me, the whole scene, our scene was like, holy shit, you know? Wow. So that's, he's got an impact in the drumming world.
Fire.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's amazing, bro. Shout out to you, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I'm glad we met.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, starting your journey, you know, being able to sync with people that you make good music with and have a good chemistry with is also very important, you know.
Dude,
so,
it's,
like, your paths are leading in the right direction, you know. You always want that part, you know, to be successful as well, the people that you're working with, to actually like them, have a good relationship.
I'm a fucking unicorn too, you know? Man. I went from like fucking Travis to Tommy Lee. Like, these guys follow me, hang with me. Like, now I got this new guy. So
yeah,
we're gonna turn up this
year. Hang out, dude.
So this is your first arena tour?
This is a second one as a headliner, and it's crazy. Because as a kid, you always dream. That's your dream. You have the goal of getting in the tour bus, and I got the tour bus. I'm like, all right, what's next? It's like, oh, we got to get to 2000.
What are the sets going to look like if I'm seeing these music videos? Well, what was the last one like? It was insane.
Oh, I can't talk about that. Damn, shit. It's not criminal. No, it's...
yeah, I know.
No, I can't... Yeah, is it, I can't say it.
Is it safe to say it as some new type of thing that hasn't been done before? Like some new technology?
Yeah,
or
not on this tour. The one that I can't talk about.
Right. That's what I figured.
But you got some crazy Japanese guy coming down with some effects and shit. Like,
yeah. Sting. You know Sting? He's coming down with a bat with nails in it.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Sting, I love Sting.
I love Sting.
Yeah,
man. That's
so
my era, man.
That's my era.
Vinny Caliuta, shout out.
NWO, Hollywood Hogan.
Hey, NWO. Yeah.
Man, that's another homeboy. This fuck is so weird that these are my friends. So now you're part of my extended family, man. And now I'm gonna get the full experience, man.
Thank you.
You make me jealous of your fans. Like, I'm jealous of your fans that they get to see you do stuff. And where the fuck was I at, yo? What the fuck
were
we doing, man?
Loyal fans too, man. They're so loyal. I mean, I've gotten in so much trouble in it. Like, cancel culture nowadays, everybody's canceled and stuff, and they're like, nope. You know, they don't care.
That's good.
I mean, it also helps that you don't even know where you are. So
yeah, I'm like, what am I doing?
You can't cancel a genre if you don't know what the fuck you are. Like,
yeah.
So let's hope we figure this out, man. You gotta figure it out.
I'll let you name it.
I mean, for all the fans out there, I think Falling in Reverse should be the genre. Like, for all the fans
that's
out there.
That's badass.
If everybody tuned in among millions of idiots, where do we get the merch, man? Because fashion is
merch
like
is,
king.
Fallinginreverse.com, FIRmerch.com. Come to a show. Tour is almost sold out. I mean, you're probably not going to be able to come to the show by the time this airs. It'll be sold out. So,
See you.
See you.
See you on the next tour.
See you later.
Shout out to Hardeen, Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
Jokes up ice cream, and Wicked will release Houdini this month.
Tattoos, man. Like, explain your neck tattoo, man. I got tats everywhere, but that is, look at that, yo. He's like half black.
How long?
I was waiting for you guys to make the joke because I didn't want to start a joke and then see your face change and get mad at me.
We have a fellow racist back there. So John,
not racist. That's his thing. Call me racist. Not racist.
That he just plays around with that. But God damn, bro.
This is a Hanya mask. I don't want to take my shirt off, but
look at that.
It's a whole like a. It's a. These are cover ups of.
Is it?
I got it in 2 months.
No.
2 months. How long was
it? Hurt.
How long were the sessions at?
6 hours. It hurt.
How about underarms? You got underarms
not
black
yet,
too?
But it's getting there.
I saw that today on TikTok, like underarm, like blacked out.
Jeez,
and he's like,
bro.
I can imagine.
Do you do like the painless Johns or like the.
It wears off. It wears off, bro.
Yeah, it lasts like 3 hours or so.
Yeah.
Like.
But they use a thing called a shovel. There's like normal tattoo guns.
Mm-hmm.
They use a thing called a shovel. It's wider with more needles, and it's like a shovel. And it's traumatizing. It's like it puts your body into shock. It's a different way of tattooing. So they're like, you have to be prepared for this.
That's what I was saying. Cause I you know, it's funny. I do my tats and, I got a lot of crazy, stupid shit, but I did it in Toronto. So I tried to do both my arms cause I'm in Toronto temporarily cause I had a show. So I knocked out both my arms. So I did Thursday, then I did Friday.
Oh, so you know.
Yeah, so I did it. So I went to eat with the promoter, and I just started like...
You start shaking.
Yo, like out of nowhere. The promoter thought I was dying. He thought I was having, like, having a reaction. Seizure.
You're like, I'm out of here.
But I couldn't control my arms.
Yep,
oh,
there it is.
Fuck.
Oh, they're
damn.
Bigger. They're bigger than that. There's a bigger one. Put
Come
giant
on.
Giant
what the
tattoo
fuck?
Shovel.
Giant wow.
Yo, that's...
They get like this big. It's
damn, a little dog, like a torture. That shit look like it hurt, man.
Some torture
I ain't
shit.
Why?
You over here got a little flower. Look what you got.
Come on. I got
Come on, man.
Tattoo.
Get that shit out of here.
Yo, like... can we zoom in on that?
Yeah.
Ronnie, you ever went somewhere that you remember before you go?
Everywhere. I went to Australia and realized how mean people are in America.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Australia is
yeah,
fun,
once
man.
You leave and you go to a place like that, you know, everybody's so nice in Australia, I've noticed. Well, every time I go, they're so nice. But it just makes me realize how rude people are in America.
Did you
it's
eat
rude.
You didn't eat no kangaroo. I couldn't do it, man.
Like, I did. I tried. Or
tried?
No, was it kangaroo or was it like alligator or something? I don't know. Some weird... It wasn't good. It wasn't good. It tasted like a boot. You know what I mean? Some boots or something.
You never had a weird moment? Like, you know, like I ran up in, like I said, I ran up. I hung out with Nelson Mandela. You ever had a weird moment that you hung out with somebody that's like, oh, shit, like.
Oh, man, there's so many of those.
Oh, there's so many of them. That's crazy.
Yeah, like a weird, where you bump into someone.
And then you just like hang with them and it's just like, now you're.
It
I
was
mean,
Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Was it
Yo,
him? Was
Oscar
him?
De La Hoya, that's crazy.
He didn't have a dress on. He didn't have a dress on, did he?
A dress?
Yeah,
they got videos. I don't remember. I don't recall that.
He cross dresses a lot.
Oscar De La Hoya? The boxer?
It's online, yeah.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
John, pull it up. You know John.
That's absolutely
cool.
True.
Racist
Yo,
white guy.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Like,
how are you
I
a sport guy?
Either.
How you a sport
guy? I am a sport guy.
Guy.
He is one of the best boxers of all time. I didn't know that he cross dresses.
Yeah, that's lipstick, me neither. Everything. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't notice that. Yeah,
that makes me not want to fuck with him even more.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, you got to cut that
it's
one,
like,
bro.
Yo.
You have to cut that one, bro.
No, he's probably strong as hell.
Look, he does this all the time. This is not the first time.
He was hammered drunk.
They
like
had to
hammered drunk. I remember when I was hanging out with him. It was.
Look, this is not first time. This is couple times.
Yeah, I think Liv's starting in like Pasadena. Right?
Where have you been? You're a sport expert.
You've yeah, but I don't watch either. Sports for this. I avoid all of this shit.
Look at that way.
I have no comment.
Check that out.
John liked that one that he's pointing at. Look, he went straight to it.
Bro, you John, you right, just man. Like you just
dude, John, go to that one right there.
Yeah, we're good. We're good with
my
this
memory
size,
of him
right
that
there,
I
yeah.
had of him.
Look,
yikes.
There you go.
Bro, stop, dude. Is he just kidding? He's
no,
not kidding.
He's living that life.
I wish these were fake, but no.
Bro.
We'll end it. We'll end the interview with this.
Hell no.
That's
man.
A great way to end it.
Shit. Jesus. Watch the world burn.
Yeah, this is definitely not getting aired for sure.
Don't show the booty part. Oh,
please,
no, John, don't go to the ass. No.
Yo, John, what are you doing?
John.
Sorry, moving on.
There's a hero right there. Legend, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Whose House Podcast. Yeah. Same time this drops, make sure tonight at what? Let's say midnight.
Mm-hmm.
At midnight, you can watch the world burn like we are doing right now. Currently.
See ya.
See ya.
We're at it. Yeah, this is very confusing.
This is a great episode.
Where have y'all been? That's just been like,
oh,
really?
Man,
y'all never do that?
That's nuts, bro.
And it's not one. It's like mad different. You know who I learned that?
Holy shit, bro.
We see her like.
Bro, that's crazy, bro. That blew my mind.
You know who's wrong? Because I hang with Floyd Mayweather. He hates him. So he's like,
oh, shit.
Fucker, man.
Yeah, when he was
talking
like,
shit.
Yeah, he's like.
I feel like that was like him on a drunk night. And then they were like, yeah.
Hell no, that's a lot of drunk nights.
He was drunk a lot. I remember we hung out, and it felt like he was going to punch me or something.
Bro,
that's what it felt like. He felt like he was constantly going to punch someone. It's like he had that in his eyes. I was like, all right.
Unhinged.
He'd be drunk though.
Shout out to Hardeen Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.